bid recommendations for mechanic services, number 201804-408.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
This is in reference to a service that we recognize the need for 2014. A bid was requested by Road and Bridge at that time for these services, and we did acquire services since then that are set to expire this year in a few weeks or so. As such, I recognize that that expiration date was on our immediate horizon. Contacted Road and Bridge, and Mr. Huff concurred that he wanted to rebid those services since the options for renewal had come and gone. On April the 21st, I released a bid for these services and actually sent a direct bid invitation out to 17 different repair services, including four locally, including the two that had participated in 2014. Unfortunately, we only received responses from two different repair services, and I have prepared a commission bid recommendation form that I set in front of each of you this morning before we started that reflects what those responses were. We opened those responses here last week. Mr. Huff took copies for review, and we've met and concurred that based on the forms that each of you have. We'll also take the place of a letter from Mr. Huff, but I'll turn it over to him in just a second. But basically, these two vendors have issued responses specific to heavier equipment. Neither have elected to participate in one category that we requested, and that was passenger cars or pickup truck repair. Fabic Cat, their response includes large truck repair and heavy equipment service. The response from Murphy Tractor, based on the form that you have in front of you, indicates only heavy equipment. Now, we know that these types of expenses are these types of repairs are the most expensive, so we feel that recommending award to Fabic Cat, since they have elected to cover two categories as primary, and also include Murphy Tractor as secondary, since they've included the heavy equipment, gives us some options there for the better pricing. Regarding smaller vehicles, a quick study indicates that we have not accumulated extensive expenses for smaller vehicles within the 90-day period for the bid limit, plus any contract that results from your vote this morning would allow us to choose whichever vendor we want, as all contracts do. There's no such thing as exclusivity, and all the vendors understand that. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Huff for him to give you further details on this as you might require. Devin?
In case you're concerned about not getting a packet or a bid on the passenger car and pickups, we repair a majority of what we have to. Mm-hmm. And we take very little to those dealers, so really it wasn't worth probably filling out for what little bit we actually have to take to them. But as far as the large truck and heavy equipment, I would recommend Fabic. They filled in all the blanks that were required, and they bid on two of the options, and then Murphy Tractors and secondary for heavy equipment.
On the straight time, normally the weekly rate is normally when we would take one up. Do we often, like nights and weekends?
No. Unless it was a bad storm event or something like that where we had to have that machine and had to have it run.
So basically,
that's kind of a boilerplate thing that's in there. You know, we don't really use it, but if we had to have it, it would be there.
Yeah. it would be covered.
Yeah. And then Murphy's bid on the heavy equipment repair, so actually, have they not bid on pretty much what we would use them for?
Yes.
Go ahead.
CAT also bid on the large trucks because a lot of our motors in the dump trucks are Caterpillar.
Okay. So.
Our mechanics do work on some of the heavy equipment,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. But there's some items that require us to go to the dealer.
Okay.
A majority of it, though, yes.
Okay.
We go to our mechanics first.
Yes.
Because I noticed they've got two large pieces over in Mount Branson right now. And I understand that you're saying that you can take the preferred one and then have your secondary, and I've got the equipment, a piece of equipment tore up, and I can choose to go to my secondary and go.
Absolutely, and that wording is in the bid. It's in the bid specs that, you know, we can elect to use either or any.
How's it make a difference then if you choose the primary?
If they're not available to get to it very quick or something, we can go to our secondary.
It also allows us to have a contract with both manufacturers. So if we have a piece of John Deere equipment break, we don't have to go through the bid process. We can go ahead and take it up there and have them fix it.
Exactly.
If we have a piece of Caterpillar equipment, we take it to Caterpillar and they can fix it. And we don't have to,
we can't
fix it because it exceeds the $4,500 bid limit.
Yeah.
And we don't have to park it, you know, and scramble. We have this in place to cover us.
That way we're covered.
Statutorily. Okay.
So it's more of a...
Just allowing us to go with both. And if it's a CAT, you'll probably be taking it to the CAT dealer, and if it's a John Deere. Okay.
I think the reason they're saying primary and secondary is because of the, I mean, you could do, the probably because of large truck repair services. And I'm assuming that's due to the fact that Caterpillar makes motors that go into a lot of the larger trucks. It's like in our, what motors in our Western, or is in our, Sterling's, Western?
We have Sterling's, we have Western Star, Peterbilt.
So what motors in our Sterling's?
Part of them have Mercedes, which has to go to the Jenkins dealership. They're the only one that can work on it. And part of them have Caterpillar.
A lot of times does that not have to go to Caterpillar? Mm-hmm. I know, like, if you have a Caterpillar lawnmower, you got to take it to Caterpillar.
We've got some that's got the Cummins motor. We got some that's got a PACCAR, but most dealers can work on either one of those.
So by doing this, if we happen to have to go over the $4,500 limit, we're covered for either dealer.
Yes.
Then.
That's the main reason we're doing it. Mm-hmm.
Move to award bid number 201804-408 to Fabic CAT as primary and Murphy Tractor as secondary.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners. I will issue a draft contract that will reflect 12 months with 3 automatic renewals based on pricing.
Bid recommendations for Great River Engineering Project.
So I wanted to give you an update report to you on the results of the bid opening for the Coon Creek Bridge.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
For the record, she want to put your name in the minutes?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. My name is Spencer Jones. I'm with Great River Engineering. And so we opened the bids on Wednesday, May the 23rd. We had 7 responsive bidders on the project. We reviewed those bids to make sure that they met all the requirements of the bidding documents and that their bids were mathematically correct. We worked with the Road and Bridge Department to review those. And subsequent to that, through that review, our low bidder was Hartman and Company out of Springfield, Missouri, at a bid of $1,255,600. As a comparison, our second low bidder was KCI Construction at a bid of $1,269,000. Third bid was Emery Sapp and Sons at $1,408,534.75. Boone Construction at $1,507,851.90. Lehman Construction, $1,510,214.15. Phillips Hardy, $1,720,208.48. And Moberly Contractors at $2,921,404.50. So other than the last one, we felt like we had a real tight range of bids on the project, that they were all looking at it. We have had experience with each one of these contractors, and especially Hartman Construction, so it would be our recommendation for the County Commission to consider award of the project to Hartman Construction per their bid at $1,255,600.
Can you think of some of the bridges that they have built?
Yeah.
One or two?
Yep. Let's see. They have constructed the bridge at 65 and Battlefield there in Springfield, Missouri. So that would be a representative project that they did. They also worked on the widening project for the bridge over on Republic Road over James River Expressway. And then we've worked with them on several rural county projects all across the state. So they definitely have the manpower and capability to construct this project.
Do they tend to ever have a lot of change orders? And I mean, is there things in the contracts to keep them from?
Yeah, there's two. I mean, one, we don't typically have issues with change orders with them on particular projects. Okay. Everything is pretty well itemized out specifically to the concrete quantities, the rebar quantities. The one thing that if there is a change to depth of rock or how rock is encountered, because we're in the Ozarks and rock's not always at the place we think it should be, but typically that's
essentially,
yeah, no rock clauses, but we just pay for the work that's completed. So like excavation for structure, when they're excavating that footing, we have a specific bid item, agreed to unit price. And if it takes more excavation, we have an agreed to price. That price has to be signed off on an approved change order before the work is done, so that the county has full awareness and authorization to award that before the contractor incurs that expense. And then, so that's the level of protection that we have. That would be the only item that I would foresee would be an issue. One thing to point out, too, is that since this project, the bridge is being constructed by the private contractor, but the earthwork and roadway work is being done by county crews. We specifically discussed that during the bidding process of how that would be coordinated, and had good feedback from the contractors, all of the contractors, including Hartman, that they would be willing to work with us on that and didn't foresee any problems with meeting that.
And we also put a November 15th deadline on it. That way we could get all the paving done.
And the school is aware of this and will understand.
And we have to have a pre-construction meeting with them. And the way it looks right now is it's going to be mid-July before they would even consider starting. And that would help both Hollister and Kirbyville out that I've talked to in their summer school program.
So if they start mid-July, then that's about the time that you would propose. Of course, you would put it well out ahead in advance to the people, but
yes, we'll put a billboard out electronic probably 10 days prior to.
They're all aware of the school timing issues?